It's showdown time this weekend. No, not Michigan, Ohio State. The Sony PlayStation 3 versus the Nintendo Wii. This is the PodTech News Brief for Friday, November 17th, 2006. On today's show, Hewlett-Packard in the news, and this time, it's good. Net Zero gets into the broadband business, and chip sales are expected to rise with increasing consumer demand for electronics. This is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez. Many gaming fans would call today PS3 Day. Some of them waited long enough, camped out on sidewalks for days in cities around the U.S. PodTech's Rio Pacino spent Thursday down at the Metreon in San Francisco, where Sony has a major retail outlet.
Over 700 people are anxiously waiting to get their hands on a Sony PlayStation 3 here at the Metreon. The PS3 officially goes on sale at midnight and retails at $500 for the 20-gigabyte system and $600 for the 60-gigabyte system. Sony representative Sheila Bryson says every person in line waiting for a PlayStation 3 is guaranteed one system. As far as what those consumers will do with the system, that's the burning question. Many of those in line plan to buy the PS3, only to turn around and sell it for a profit online. Not to be outdone, Nintendo is releasing its Wii console on Sunday, while rival Microsoft released its next-gen console, the Xbox 360, last year. For PodTech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
As Rio reported, an allegiance to gaming isn't necessarily what inspired certain people to wait on the rainy sidewalks of San Francisco for days just to buy a new PS3.
My girlfriend's going to get one, and she's going to sell hers. I'm going to keep mine, and we're going to enjoy it, and, you know.
Saying we can sell it on eBay for $3,000.
And this side note, a Walmart assistant manager in West Bend, Wisconsin, probably should have thought this one through before doing it. The store only got 10 PlayStations to sell at midnight earlier today. So yesterday, in front of a large group of PlayStation fans waiting for the midnight hour, the assistant manager plopped down 10 chairs, announcing that only those sitting would get a chance to buy the new console. Well, after the bull rush to the chairs, one man was injured badly enough, running into a pole, that he had to be taken to a hospital. Sunday's launch of Nintendo's new Wii at $250 could spoil the PS3 party. Check out the online reviews. There's lots of good buzz around Nintendo's new product. Sony is said to be subsidizing the cost of its PS3 in order to sell it for $599. The researcher iSupply did an analysis of the console and says Sony must be losing about $241 on each one sold. Perhaps Sony should have sold the first million or so on eBay for $2,500 apiece. The savings from Hewlett-Packard's job cuts from last year have kicked in. The company reported a profit of $1.7 billion in its latest quarter, a big jump over the $416 million from the same quarter last year. Revenue rose 7% to $24.5 billion, and CEO Mark Hurd says the company should beat estimates in the next quarter. HP's good news was not lost on rival IBM, which took the opportunity to make a dig at Hewlett-Packard's Blade servers. Big Blue says the HP servers use too much energy, 18% more than an IBM Blade server with Opteron chips. Since IBM sponsored the research, it's likely we'll be hearing soon from HP on the matter. And speaking of chips, the Semiconductor Industry Association is out with one of its forecasts, this one through 2009. The group says that consumer electronics laden with processors, flash, or other memory devices are driving chip sales. The SIA expects a 9% jump in sales in 2007, and that might be a down year. The category that's experiencing the most robust revenue growth is DRAM, which is used in PCs and laptops. Net Zero is going broadband. The company owned by United Online is following in the footsteps of Earthlink, which started a broadband service and added 47,000 high-speed subscribers as it lost 81,000 dial-up customers. Unfortunately, Net Zero won't be able to honor its namesake. It has to lease broadband access from Verizon and has to charge $5 more a month than Verizon in order to make a profit. Women make up just about half of the human population. So what about the population of top executives in California's biggest companies? Michael Klinger has the stat of the day.
Women hold only one in every 10 top posts at the biggest public companies in the state of California. That's 10.2%. It comes to 11.7% of executive positions and 8.8% of board seats. The second annual study from researchers at the University of California, Davis, shows no appreciable change since last year's survey. This news is likely to shock those of us who recognize the leading-edge attitude of Silicon Valley firms, as well as the many hurdles facing men who want to succeed in the workplace. For example, companies like Hewlett-Packard are routinely putting women in top posts, for a while at least. And men, of course, have to find a way to balance their many extracurricular activities with workplace obligations. But against these odds, men still edge women out of top posts at a rate of just about 9-1. Is that enough? Men in business are no doubt examining the results of this study closely, waiting for the day when they'll be assured that they receive the same fair shot at success as women. With the Business Stat from Silicon Valley, I'm Michael Klinger.
That's PodTech News for this Friday morning, produced by Michael Klinger and Rio Pacino. You can hear PodTech Weekly Magazine tomorrow at podtech.net/news. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason Lopez.